Welcome to 2 Out of 3 Recommend. I'm Lee.
And I'm Brett.
We're two brothers out of three getting together to chat
and recommend drinks, movies, shows, and things to keep you busy.
Let's this week, because we're reviewing Speed on Two Drink Cinema, which is set on a bus.
Yep.
We decided to do a top five with a long title.
Much longer than Speed.
We are looking at the top five movies mainly set on a mode of transport.
Yep.
We went back and forth a bit on this. One of the thoughts was the mode of transport is a character.
Yeah, one of it's the name, but then that doesn't make Speed.
It's the title, yep. Yes.
Because there's a few of them.
But I'm going to do the movie where they spend most of their time on a particular mode of transport rather than different ones.
The majority of the movie is spent on a mode of transport.
A particular one? Like planes, trains, and automobiles, you spend on, there's a lot within transport, but it's different types. That's not on our list if you haven't seen it.
It's mainly set on, like, speeds on a bus.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or an elevator or a train. I don't know if is an elevator a mode of transport?
Yeah, it's up and down.
Yeah, okay.
It transports you to different floors of a building.
Great.
My number five
mm-hmm.
is Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. My number five is Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh, that's
the old one, not the new one.
Not the Kenneth Branagh.
No.
I had Priscilla in five below others because while Priscilla is a more significant character than the transport is in a lot of other movies,
they're not on it as much as in
some of the other movies, like my number four, which is Speed.
My number four is also Speed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they spend a lot of time, as we've mentioned,
yeah.
on a bus.
And it's a better movie than Murder on the Orient Express.
And I don't know if it's a better movie than Priscilla, but they spend more time on the bus.
Same year.
Is it on the list?
If we get Priscilla, well, fuck yeah, it's on the list.
We're going to talk to our friends Six at Pride degrees. About chatting to a drag queen. Guest answer.
6 degrees. Hugo Weaving.
Oh, I was going to say the bus was made in the same factory.
Mm, they're brothers or sisters.
From the same siblings. Litter, like puppies.
Yeah.
My number three is 2001 A Space Odyssey.
My number three is 2001 A Space Odyssey.
I toyed with putting this one higher.
So did I, but sometimes I find it a bit boring.
It's a very well-made movie.
Yeah.
It is, as we mentioned earlier in our Two Drink Cinema review section.
Yeah.
It's not an easy watch.
Mm.
Mind you,
impactful.
My number two movie goes for 2 hours and 58 minutes or something.
My number two movie goes for much shorter.
My number two movie is Titanic.
Your number two movie is Titanic.
Yeah.
My number two movie is Priscilla.
Okay. Much shorter than Titanic.
Yeah. Easier watch.
Much easier watch.
Interesting. I don't know. I'm struggling to think what your number one's going to be now. I have a few honorable mentions.
Me too. The Boat That Rocked.
Oh.
Great movie, and I should watch it again.
Around the World in 80 Days.
Ah, have not seen it.
And I give that little almost bonus points because it's a hot air balloon.
Yeah. There's not many movies that feature hot air balloons.
Yep.
I can think of this.
Up.
The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Up is a lot of balloons.
Yeah.
and a house instead of a basket. Wacky Races? That's not a movie.
African Queen.
Yes, good.
And Air Force One.
The Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour is set a lot on a bus.
Okay, yep. And a submarine?
No, that's Yellow Submarine.
Ah, makes a lot of sense.
Death Proof.
Okay.
It has a Quentin Tarantino amount of dialogue at the start, and then the rest of the movie is two cars chasing each other.
Right. And I'm giving an honourable mention, not because it's a good movie, but because it's hilariously terrible, Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah. My two honourable last honourable mentions are very different.
Mm-hmm.
Airplane.
Oh, okay, yes.
And The Last Train to Busan.
Oh, Jesus.
A Korean-y, horror-y one.
Oh, so what's your number one?
My number one is Alien.
Oh, okay.
Set on that spaceship, which has a name that I've forgotten.
Yeah, the Ellen Ripley.
Yeah, for pretty much most of the movie. Okay. I think all of the movie.
Yeah.
Which is one of the things that makes it so scary.
Yeah.
Your number one is Titanic?
My number one's Titanic.
Yep.
Yep. Wow.
With a similar fate to the mode of transports in Speed.
Explosion, icebergs.
Well, neither of them survive.
An iceberg is to Titanic as a cargo plane is to Speed.
As Dennis Hopper is to Speed.
The mortal enemy.
Yes. The main predator of buses is Dennis Hopper.
Is Dennis Hopper.
All right, that's the top five movies mainly set on a mode of transport.
Yep.
If you think you've missed one, then you can get in touch with us on the Facebook group or through our socials at 2 out of 3 brothers. We've definitely missed some.
Thanks for listening to 2 out of 3 Recommend. We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast was produced and pay our respects to elders past and present.
If you'd like to support the podcast and become a member, gaining early access to episodes and an exclusive episode each month, sign up as a member using the link in the show notes.
If there's something you'd like to recommend to us, get in touch on the socials or in our Facebook group.
Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app or on YouTube. Leave us a rating and review and tell your friends.